Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Jason Aldean, 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. All right, this is it, folks. It's Thursday, right? So
yes.
Tomorrow's Friday, and that's Rascal Flats Friday. It's, it's Flats Friday tomorrow.
Oh, there you go. I like it.
Yeah, Flats Friday. So start hydrating now. It is going to be in the mid-90s, very humid. Yeah, and you have a lot of cold beers to drink tomorrow at the tailgate.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, get yourself ready today and start hydrating.
Gatorade, Pedialyte.
Just Pedialyte.
I mean, pull out the big guns.
Let me tell you, Pedialyte is for the aftermath of when you didn't hydrate.
No, so you're doing it all wrong.
Oh, you think you should go from the other end?
Yeah, absolutely.
See, Pedialyte for me is in my 911 chest. That's like when things are really coming off the rails.
I mean, I would agree with you, but now I've learned that if you start with Pedialyte, you set yourself up for less of a hangover the next day.
I'm up to try anything.
Okay.
I mean, I don't want to clown on anything. I'm up to try anything. So we have another shot for you to win these Rascal Flats tickets at 7:40. Just want to get you ready to party for tomorrow night.
This will be cool. We'll be out there to party with you.
Yeah, we'll be out in the tailgate. So if you could ice some cold beer down for us, just ice some beer down.
Shots of Pedialyte. Let's do it.
Oh, Pedialyte shots. Never done that before.
No, that I have not done.
No, that's a thing. I think we're going to make that a thing.
Okay.
All right, tomorrow, Flats Friday. Win your tickets this morning at 7:40.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK.
There was the squirrel, 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. Folks, we found it. This is crazy. These are the five things that make people dislike you on social media. So if you want to be liked and loved on social media, don't do these five things.
Okay.
This is science. Science has stepped in. They studied this.
All right. Well, if it's science and you're telling me, I believe it.
All right, here's the fifth thing that people do. They never talk about themselves on social media.
And that's a bad thing?
It's a bad thing because it's hard for people to get to know you if they don't really know about you. They don't know what you stand for, like your values and stuff like that.
Okay.
So when you're only just talking about material things or experiences and never talking about you or your thoughts, your feelings, then people don't get to know you. They don't know anything about you.
That makes sense.
Yeah. All right. Number four, sharing too many photos of the same people. I know people that do this. They pick like two or three friends. Like, I know people that have friends, but then they have social media friends. And they'll only post the social media friends.
Yes.
Isn't that crazy?
I have seen this before, especially in environments where people have like a lot of followers. They'll only post
right. The
other people who can help them in some way or have a lot of followers. It's so weird.
Yeah. So, and that's the thing I was reading the other day, this article. It's like, if you go to these bars or restaurants a lot and you like them, then you will post pictures of people who go to those a lot too, because you think that they're going to help get you in free drinks, free food. You know what I mean? Stuff
Got
like
it.
That. So don't post pictures to the same people all the time. Using an extreme close-up as your profile pic is a bad idea.
Oh, this is about almost everyone.
And the research says 4.5 feet is the best distance between you and the camera. I've never heard like an actual length.
That is news to me, but you can see why this is an issue, is because that's really deceiving.
Yeah.
You don't actually know what the person looks like just based off of a very, very close-up image of their face.
Okay, work emails, never ever use smiling emojis in work emails. This is number two on the top five things that make people dislike you. So in a professional setting, emojis make you seem less competent. I don't think I use them. I don't think our work email has a thing where you can do it. Maybe it does. If it does, I don't know.
It does.
Oh,
it does?
Yeah, yeah, it does.
Ooh, that's all I'm going to do today is I'm just going to send emails with emojis today. No context or anything. Just
no
emojis.
Words,
yeah.
Just emojis.
I'm going to pick random people and just send emojis out today.
Just be careful you don't send the eggplant, you know? Could be
What's
weird
wrong with
messages.
That?
You don't know what the eggplant means? Never mind. Just don't send
don't
the
go
eggplant.
There. Yeah,
eggplant's
don't.
Good for you. All right. Number one.
Okay.
Humble bragging. That's where you pretend to be self-deprecating, but you're really trying to say something super, you know. So I see a lot of people do this, like, at the gym. They come out of the gym, and they'll take this picture, and they're looking down. They're like, I almost couldn't do it. I almost gave up, but I didn't. I'm weak, but I am strong. And I'm like, oh, get to the point. You're in great shape, and you're just showing off your workout. Stop it. Humble bragging. So those are the top five things you don't want to do on social media. So after all that,
yes.
You should have a ton of friends, and life should be great, okay?
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Thanks.
Follow those rules, yeah.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK.
Deep fried
Nashville, 99.5 QYK.
In a second, we'll get to how Maren Morris stays in shape.
I need to know everything.
No, it's great. She's got a great thing she does. We'll do that in a second. But first, last night, it was Luke Combs at Wild Greg Saloon in Lakeland. This is Luke taking the stage with that red solo cup. As you can imagine, it was just unbelievable.
Oh, my gosh. Packed wall to wall.
So he's doing an acoustic set. And, you know, Luke Combs, man, he just doesn't disappoint. One of the many Instagram stories that we're going through this morning from Lakeland last night. Really cool stuff from Luke Combs.
So. Yeah, it looks like it was an awesome show. And from what everyone posted, it was.
Yeah, and I just going out on a limb here. I'm not sure that he'll be back to Lakeland anytime soon. I think that was like a really cool moment. His career's just exploded. I mean, he's just actually he always had number one songs. I think this latest song, Fear Never Broke My Heart, is on its way to number one in a hurry.
Yep.
So Luke Combs, Lakeland last night. Gosh, that is awesome.
He's going to be selling out arenas and stuff. I mean, if they could have put any more people in there, the windows would have busted out.
Blake Shelton, you know, he's kind of making some noise in the music business saying, hey, I'm not really excited about selling albums anymore. I just want to do singles. This is him talking about it.
When I think about an album right now, I'm just like, I don't even know. Do people care about them anymore? I don't know. I'm having a blast just releasing singles. Maybe I'll do that from now on.
I think it's going to be the new thing. I know the record labels don't want to hear it.
It is the new thing.
These artists are tired of sitting in a studio for like 6, 7, 8 months.
It's true. And Sam Hunt is, listen, I mean, he had that great first album, but then Body Like a Back Road, not on an album, still not, but was one of the biggest singles in country music history.
That broke all kind of records.
And that was just a one-off.
Right. And so he makes tons of money off that one thing. And now he's going, well, maybe I could just do, if I do one or two of those a year, why do I have to sit in a studio and give up my life?
Yeah.
I think he's on to something because while it's great to get the album and listen to all the music at the same time, it would be nice to spread it out, especially when they're taking these long breaks from recording. So like Sam Hunt, it'd be nice if all those songs on his album were spread out. I feel like it wouldn't even be like he was on a break.
It's more of a bigger deal when it comes out. Yeah, you get more of that. Real quick, Maren Morris. So she's been working out with a trainer for a year, but also said...
Thanks. Hold on. Okay, I got to hire a trainer.
No, but she's also been what she calls a student of the soul. So she goes to therapy, exercises a lot. She listens to her partner better. She puts her phone down more, and she really enjoys the company of her friends and family. She trusts her intuition, but here's the greatest thing. Her home screen on her phone is Lara Croft Tomb Raider. So that's why she's got, that's who she wants to look like, okay?
Oh, gosh.
And she says, if I'm at a bar drinking or eating French fries, that's the thing I look down and look at, and I just go to myself, I have to calm down on the drinks and the fries, or I'll never look like Lara Croft Tomb Raider.
Man, motivation.
So there you go, right from Maren Morris.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, it's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. All right, so a few weeks ago, I was talking with the kids, and they were like, hey, what were some good movies when you were a kid that you watched? And I was like, oh, Goonies, it was like the best, it's my favorite. So they watched Goonies, and they were like, man, that movie's awesome.
Yeah.
I was like, see? Great movies are timeless. Like, it doesn't matter, right?
Yeah.
So then this past weekend, they were like, hey, what's another great movie when you were little that you watched? And I was like, oh, there's this other great one called The Never Ending Story. Okay.
Oh, man, snooze fest.
What are you talking about?
Someone once made me watch that movie, and I was like, what the heck? Were they on drugs? What is going on?
You didn't like that movie?
No.
Kevin, did you like it?
Yeah, it's not bad.
Nah.
I mean, not my favorite 80s movie, but it's enjoyable.
Isn't there a really sad part? I remember watching it.
The horse in the quicksand. I forgot about that. So I forgot. So I turned it on for him Sunday, right? And within 10 minutes, it's just, they're just like, this movie sucks. This is terrible. Why are you making us watch this? I was like, it'll get better. It'll get better. Then they're crying because I forgot about the horse in the quicksand scene. No. I'm like, oh. But then the big white furry dog comes out, and then they were happy for about 5 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
But then I hear the song. I didn't realize the song in this movie was so bad. The soundtrack song. It's so 80s. My kids were like, what is this?
Oh, my goodness.
And I was like, so y'all don't watch the movie? Halfway through, they're like, do we have to finish the movie? And I'm like, no, just turn it off. Forget it. $4.99 on Amazon Prime. Forget it.
No, I'd be like, are you going to be good the rest of the weekend?
So I no longer have any credibility in my house when it comes to movies, all because of this never-ending story, which I thought was a great movie. It is, I will say, it's a little weird. It was stranger than I remembered. Like, they have the people in there, the strangest-looking characters that they came up with.
Well, yeah, that is one of the strangest movies I've ever seen. I don't know how you would forget. That movie is weird and long.
What's a movie from the past that you would guarantee that kids would love, like still love?
Little Mermaid.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't go wrong with that.
You can't go wrong with
My
that.
Childhood was obviously a different time, and I've got some really, really good animated films. So my time was like Beauty and the Beast, Little Mermaid, even Toy Story, all of that kind of stuff. So I'm going to bust all that out. Fox and the Hound.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. There was another one. What was the one? It was
Talk It Through.
Princess Bride?
Oh, yeah.
I think they'd like that.
Yeah.
No?
Maybe when they're a little bit older.
God, I might be just bad at movies.
Is that an animated movie?
No.
Oh.
I might just be bad. I might be bad at movies, like rekindling old movies for kids.
The Goonies is a good one.
You can't.
That'd be my number one.
Jaws, maybe the original Jaws?
Too much.
A little bit too much.
What? They're 6, 7, 8, and 11.
Yeah,
right?
I don't think so. A little too gory.
All right. We'll take it easy on that one then. 800-992-1099. What's like some movies from the past that your kids would just either love or like you were so disappointed when you tried to show your kids and they were like, this is terrible. Like, I was so disappointed. That never-ending story, it was just totally just, they hated it. They clowned on me. They made fun of me. I mean, it was like, I didn't know what I was talking about.
Well, just start them off on some more Disney movies, like classic Disney movies. You can't go wrong with those.
I know. I was just looking for some wild cards. I was looking for some stuff that maybe...
You succeeded.
I found it pretty good. All right. Send us your text, 800-992-1099. Never ending story. Cross it off the list. Thomas Rhett is on QYK. All right, y'all parents out there, you feel me on this. You're trying to be MVP dad, you know, and you're like, hey, there's these great movies, throwback movies. Back when I was a kid, and you'll love them. So the first one I did like a month ago was...
Goonies.
And they were like, oh my gosh, dad, you're crazy. This is nuts. Like, I didn't know the movies. Like, my kids all wanted to be older so they could see all these movies. And I was like, I got another one for you. Never ending story. So I get on Amazon Prime, buy that jam for $5. Man, mm-hmm. I've been taking off $5 bill and just eating it. They thought that movie was terrible. They were like, that it was depressing. It was awful. It was creepy.
I hated that movie when I saw it. An older brother of a friend is the one who said, you guys got to watch this because it was before my time. And I remember sitting through it and thinking, this is the worst movie.
I might be twisted because I love that movie. So maybe I am twisted. I don't know. So my kids couldn't stand it. So we're talking about, you know, like, what are some timeless movies that your kids either loved or they absolutely couldn't stand? Let's get Lauren up here. What do you got, Lauren?
I have a 4-year-old son and I showed him The Lion King and he absolutely is now running around the house saying Hakuna Matata all the time.
Ah, that's great.
Oh my gosh, I love that. Lion King is such a good movie.
That is good. That would be hard to imagine going wrong with Lion King. Like, I don't know that there's a kid on earth that wouldn't like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you're right. I think the song is probably like 75% of that.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And then he's like, Mom, can you put the bee in the air like they do with the baby lion?
Oh, that's so cute when they do the,
Oh my gosh.
Put the baby up.
You do that pretty well, though.
Well, yeah, I've seen it once or twice.
So old school movies that either just don't connect with kids or like you just remember how great they were and kids would love it. Let's get to Shay. What's going on, Shay?
Oh, nothing much. I was laughing about the movie that you chose.
Yeah, how he picked that one out of all of the classics is beyond me.
Shay, you never saw Never Ending Story, Shay?
Yeah. Mine was The Dark Crystal.
The Dark Crystal.
I don't know how I like that one now, going back.
I've never seen that, I don't think.
I don't think I have either.
Really? I think it's Jim Henson. But they had these really gore-looking puppets, and they would eat, and it was just a mess. It was like...
It was a mess.
A buffet going hog wild. Like, they channel your worst country buffet, and they would just eat and gobble up everything, and it was just so nasty. And it had, like, slimy strings coming from the food that they ate. It was nasty.
Gosh.
But it was cool.
All right, hold on. It's called The Dark Crystal?
the Dark Crystal, yes.
All right, I'm going to turn it on for my kids, and I'll just say, hey, my friend Shay recommended this. Y'all are going to love it, and we'll see what happens. Yes. Thank you, Shay. I swear I've never heard of this. Kevin, you're shaking your head yes.
Yeah, I've definitely heard of it. I knew it was a Jim Henson.
She said it was a buffet that went hog wild wrong.
It was.
So what? I mean, it sounded like the dining report of Hamburger Mary's. Like, what? What actually is going on in this movie,
too
man?
Too soon.
What? Well, no.
Well, they all closed.
I know. Well, it's the Dark Crystal, man.
I've never heard of that.
Keep your texts coming in. 800-992-1099. It's 99.5 QIK. Just trying to be a good dad. And, you know, my kids were like, hey, can we watch the movies you watched when you were a kid? Sure. So we start with Goonies. They love that. Then we went to Never Ending Story this past weekend. They hated that. They called me names like weird, out of touch, and old.
Whoa.
One of them said out of touch?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I wish I was there for that.
Yeah, that's actually worse than being old,
It is.
It is. You're right. I had to do a temperature check of my soul. And yes, you're right.
Well, because it's one thing to just be old, but you know what's going on. But you're old and then also out of touch.
One thing to be like old and lucid. But when you're just old and clueless, that hurts.
Dang.
So actually, though, this has been a really great segment. And I appreciate all your parents calling because a lot of you guys have making the same mistakes I did. But you went into this with the right heart, right?
Yeah.
You just tried to share a good movie. Alicia thought that, and by the way, I will give Alicia credit here because she thought Gremlins was a Christmas movie and wanted to show her young son a Christmas movie, Gremlins, but it didn't really work out.
Yeah, I love the movie. He was terrified, and yeah, we lost some sleep over that for a few nights this Christmas, so I definitely would not recommend showing that to a child that's under a specific age, and 5 is not the right age.
And 5 is not, for the record, 5 is not that age.
Alicia, exactly. Here's what's crazy. Yeah, like, when we think of gremlins, right, we forget that there are two different kinds of gremlins. We think of Gizmo, the cute little teddy bear gremlin, right?
Of course.
We forget about that.
Yes!
We forget about, what was his name, Spike or something?
Yes, after they eat at midnight, they turn terrifying, and I forgot that. I just wanted him to see the cute, cuddly little...
Right, Gizmo.
You know, Gizmo.
Yeah. Now, he's only half the story. The other half's ugly. And, the three rules. You can't feed him after midnight. You can't get him wet. And I miss some more.
No bright light.
No bright light. That's exactly right.
A mental note. Gremlins is out for small children.
Well, let me recommend the Never Ending Story.
Oh,
to bring
my gosh.
Him back
don't
in.
You dare do that to her child.
I actually love that movie.
Oh,
I
me
love
too.
That movie. I had a dog that looked just like the dragon. So
God.
I can relate. That love that movie.
Dog was the cutest damn thing I've ever seen
the
in my life.
The dog was really
gosh.
Cute.
Mm.
It was. You could fall in love with that thing.
I
and
really
it looked like a big pillow you could sleep on.
That is so true. The dog made me want to take a nap in the movie. You know, now that I think of it, I think I said that bad gremlin's name was Spike. I think it was Stripe.
Stripe, yeah.
Stripe was his name, the bad gremlin. Yeah.
That was really bugging you?
It was really bugging me.
All right, well, thanks for the update.
This movie segment has taken over my entire life right now. It's just, and my kids don't like me anymore. It's just, it's really.
Oh, they love you. Just show them a Disney movie.
99.5 QIK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. All right, on the way next, I want you to get ready for this. It's what you're doing at the courthouse. We've got Kyle, our courthouse correspondent, out.
Kyle.
Oh, man. He's out there ready to go. He's talking to people right now, and we're going to check in with him live next on 99.5 QIK. Real quick, last night, Luke Combs and Lakeland at Wild Greg Saloon doing an acoustic set. Here's what that sounded like. This place was going bananas. Man, that's something else. We've been going through the stories all morning. Everybody on Instagram just lighting it up last night.
I am jealous.
Absolutely cool. And let's be honest, it's going to be a minute until he's back in Lakeland.
Oh, yeah.
His career, the success, unbelievable.
It's taken off.
That looked like a good time last night. Luke Combs is on now, 99.5 QIK.
What you doing at the courthouse? 99.5 QIK.
All right, looks like we are ready to roll. Kyle's at the courthouse, and he is talking to somebody right now. Ask him, what are they doing there?
So what are you doing at the courthouse today?
Oh, man, out here paying fees, bro.
Paying fees for what?
Just, hey, man, I'm trying to take care of some business, you know, just life.
Any way you want to elaborate on that?
Nah, I can't really go into detail, you know, till everything is clear, but, you know, hey, man, just keep your head up. It's tough out here in these streets.
Yeah, it is tough out here in the streets, everybody.
Wow. Actually, that's one of the smartest people we've ever had on. Just didn't share the information.
Love that he has convinced himself that he is there taking care of business. You know what I mean? Which I guess he is, technically. But
it's hard in these streets.
He's trying to keep his freedom alive is what he's trying to do. Keep going at it, man. Don't give up. All right. Kyle is now, he has walked up to somebody else. He's explaining them what's about to happen, and here we go. He's talking to them, what are you doing at the courthouse?
All right, so what you doing at the courthouse today?
I was in the courthouse getting my dates for my trials and stuff.
And what was that trial for?
Battery, fighting.
Okay, who'd you fight?
One of my friends. Well, used to be my friend. Not right. No more.
Right. That's how it works.
I was at my homeboy's house, and we were smoking weed and shit.
Oh,
I guess
boy.
He was high, so he was, like, trying to, like, fight people and stuff.
Oh,
and I was
boy.
Like, yo, just, like, leave me alone, you know. Because I'm the type of person that's chill. Like, you know, I'm like, yo, just leave me alone. He's like, nah, f*** you. And, like, he's putting his fingers all in my face. And, and I'm like, yo, like, get the f*** out my face. And, like, all my boys are like, yo, move.
This is
gonna
be crazy.
Just stop. So I'm like, bro, just leave me alone.
Yes.
So he didn't want to leave me alone. So I got up and I started to, like, walk away. He was following me.
Holy.
Kept pushing me and stuff. So, like, I turned around. I beat the The state picked up the charges.
Oh,
I was in jail for 21 days. Got released. And I'm still going through man.
Well, here you are.
I'm glad you're
out. Here I am. Still here, man.
And you said he's not your friend anymore?
Oh, he's not my friend anymore.
Never going to rekindle any connections?
No. I don't plan to.
Oh, my God. You know what I feel like listening to that?
Keep it's
like
classy, Tampa.
It's like my cardio workout of the day. Like, my heart is just pumping right now. Jeez. That's it.
God.
Kyle, don't talk to anyone else today. I can't take anymore. Wait, I just can't take anymore. That has got to be it. That is what you're doing at the courthouse.
Oh, I feel bad for the judges.
Oh,
seriously.
I know.
Listening to those stories.
How about the lawyers and these people start giving their own law advice and everything? Oh, it's unbelievable. It's 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie. 99.5 QIK. Last night, it was Melanie at the Rays game hosting some in-game entertainment while the Rays took on the Dodgers and won, by the way. They won big time. That's an 8-1 score,
I
think.
Yeah, it's 8-1.
Jeez. Way to knock out the West Coast team. So you're walking around the stands.
Yeah, so it was a little different than what I had expected.
Right.
Because they said it was a live hosting audition. And I thought, for sure, okay, I'm going to be on the Jumbotron. And I was camera ready. And, you know, we had talked about it on air. I was super hyped up about it. Well, I get there. And they have a host for the game. And I'm doing a live hosting audition throughout the game. But it's not on the Jumbotron.
Is it weird to do that? Because you're acting like you are on the Jumbotron, but then you look up and you see somebody else.
Yes.
Yeah, that would be like a mind trip for me.
It is weird. And then you're also like, do they like how he's doing it versus what I just did? And
it's weird. What it is? It's like host idol.
Oh my gosh.
I mean?
Yes.
It's like instead of the voice, it's the host.
Yeah.
That'd be a great reality show. Where you just, everybody's hosting these wild events and you don't know what's going to happen.
It's just this live competition. So, yeah, so I was a little bit, I mean, I don't want to say disappointed because overall it was such a great experience. And it's so cool to be on the other side and see the massive amount of production that goes into putting on this, not just the game, but like it's a live show.
Yeah.
So it was really cool and I'm grateful for the experience. But
I get what you're saying.
You might not have seen me.
Well, I feel like when you put your game face on, you're ready for action, right? And so I know how you feel when you get amped up for something and then you're like, oh, my game face is on, I'm ready for action, but I'm not really there's not real action.
Right.
Yeah.
And you
so
know,
you feel
I was
like
your so,
adrenaline. Yeah, 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 yeah.
I was so nervous. And Mark was talking me up and he's like, you got this. It's fine. Like, yeah, you'll be on the Jumbotron, but like, you've done stuff like this before and you're going to be great. So, I mean, I was amped. I was listening to music in the car to pump me up. And then I got there and I was like, oh, okay, he's on the Jumbotron, but that's okay.
Okay, but is there still a chance that you could be the person on the Jumbotron?
Oh, my gosh, yes, totally. I think it went really well.
So you think you did good? You
prefer-
Yes. See, I feel like, too, it's even more important because you got a monkey wrench thrown at you, and maybe that was the intention anyway.
Maybe it was,
To see how you reacted, because maybe some people would have just gotten deflated and just been like, I'm not going to give it my A game. But you still did. You felt like you did great.
Yes.
So maybe it's still... works out to your advantage.
Yeah, so I'll keep you guys posted.
Yeah,
overall,
awesome.
It was great, and they won, so that was a bonus.
8-1.
Yep.
Ray's having a great year. Second place right now, Kevin?
Yes.
Second place, two games back. Yankees.
Right. All right. God, the Yankees always...
The freaking
they're on fire
state.
Right now.
I hate the Yankees.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't even want to talk about them. Anyway, all right.
Let's not.
I hate the Yankees.
There you go.
Fine, we'll talk about Rascal Flatts. That show is tomorrow night. We're going to be there. Let's drink some cold beer in the tailgate lots. But right now, let's get you into the show. Callers 9 and 10, 800-992-1099. We're playing Mark and Melanie's name game. And you're qualified, if you win this, to interview the Rascal Flatts at the QYK studios tomorrow with Travis. That's unbelievable. That's once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Yes, and you will be on the microphone.
You will.
And you actually will talk to them.
Yes.
And everyone will hear you, and it'll be great.
You'll be part of the interview.
Yeah.
Callers 9 and 10, 800-992-1099. Rascal Flatts tickets, shows tomorrow night. I'm getting ready to do this.
Yeah, Flats Friday is what we've been calling
Flats
it.
Flats Friday and throwing down for a three-day weekend, Memorial Day weekend. It's going to be a huge party.
Yes.
90-some degrees. Just going to be awesome. All right, we've got Chelsea and Norma on right now. Chelsea, you were the ninth caller, so we're going to start with you first. We're going to give you a category, and you'll have 5 seconds to name something in that category. After you do, Norma, you'll have 5 seconds to respond with another name. Then you guys will go back and forth until the first person runs out of names in the category. All right, 5 seconds on the clock. If you didn't know, Memorial Day weekend.
Yes.
A lot of people are going to be cooking out, right? It's the
highlight.
Oh, my
gosh, of course. It goes hand in hand with Memorial Day.
So, Chelsea, 5 seconds on the clock.
Yeah.
Name things at a cookout. Go.
Pool float. Ketchup. Grill. Mustard. Radio. Hamburger. Bun. Hot dogs. Cheese. Salad. Tongs. A cooker. People. Salad dressing. Silverware. Croutons.
5 seconds is up. Chelsea, I'm sorry. The game comes to an end for you right there.
That's okay.
We'll do it again tomorrow at 7:40. But Norma, congratulations. You're going to be at Rascal Flatts tomorrow night.
Yeah, and it's all thanks to Crouton.
By the way, how did none of y'all say beer? Like,
right.
Oh my gosh, I
feel you.
Like, no one said beer. I was like, man, Chelsea and Norma sound so nice, but I'm never going to their cookout. There's no beer. I'm never showing
like,
up.
There's croutons, Mark. There's croutons.
With my husband, there'd be plenty of beer.
All right, shout out to your husband. Norma, congratulations. Rascal Flatts tomorrow night, and you're qualified to interview Rascal Flatts at the QYK studios with Travis tomorrow, okay?
Awesome.
Your next shot to play Mark and Melanie's name game is tomorrow at 7:40 on 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, it's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. All right, so everyone's been caught up in the Billy Ray Cyrus, Lil Nas X drama.
Oh my gosh, still with this.
Old Country Road. Which has, by the way, been number one for 7 weeks now.
Unbelievable.
Old Town Road. Sorry, I said Old Country Road. Old Town Road.
Old Town Road. Yep.
We don't even know the name anymore. It's just inundated with it. Well, Lil Nas X, got to give him credit because he realized, right, that this only really got to be a thing when Billy Ray Cyrus remixed it with him. Well, he decided to show up at Billy Ray Cyrus's house and give him a Maserati.
What?
For his help. Here is...
He gave him a Maserati?
Listen to the audio from the video.
What's up, everybody? We're about to pull up at Billy Ray Cyrus' crib, and I'm postmating him a gift. I'm going to see what that is pretty soon.
It's a Maserati. I'm going to spoil it for you.
What's up?
What are you doing here, man?
Yeah, I got you something. What? I got you something.
What are you talking about?
I need you to come out here.
What are you talking about? I need you to come here.
Look at you
Wait a minute. There's no way.
It's yours. Hotel row number one, 7 weeks.
Hey, 7 weeks, man. Yeah. Wow, man. That's... Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Let's go.
Man? Whoa. We may not come back, man. Woo!
Let's take it out for a ride.
Holy smokes, man.
Here's the thing. There are, Billy Ray said, we may not come back. There is a contingent of country music listeners that are going, please don't. Please don't. 7 weeks. And this, I love Billy Ray Cyrus, this expression at the end of the...
Holy smokes, man.
What is he doing?
I don't know.
What is he doing?
Holy smokes, man.
I mean, I'd be saying that too if someone just pulled up and gave me a Maserati. I bet Miley hasn't even given him a Maserati.
No. No, she hasn't, I don't think. Probably. Plenty of other things. Probably not that. But listen, you got to give props to Lil Nas X. I mean, Maserati realized Billy Ray Cyrus was a big part of this, doing the remix.
Yeah.
And it's a Maserati. So.
Holy smokes, man.
There you go. 7 weeks at number one. That's pretty impressive. Carrie Underwood is on QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie. Tampa Bay's morning crew. All right, Melanie breaking the number one rule in weddings and wedding planning. But she doesn't care. She's going full force with this thing.
Yeah, I'm sticking with it. And you guys may have a different reaction and tell me that I am messing up. But I am planning on using a friend as one of my vendors. So my friend, who I've known for forever, I was a bridesmaid in her wedding. Her mom owns a floral shop, and she works there as well. So it's a family-owned business out in Treasure Island.
You're mixing business and pleasure.
I am. So I didn't think anything of it because I've seen them do weddings in the past, and it was just the obvious thing. Like, okay, she's obviously doing the flowers. Well, I booked the venue, and they were nice enough to give me this laminated sheet of tips when it comes to planning your wedding. The number one rule on the sheet was do not hire friends as vendors.
The number one thing you're doing is hiring a friend as a vendor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but you love their work.
Yeah, I love their work. And I mean, I've seen what they've done before. I've recommended her to other people who have used them for their wedding.
What if?
See, don't do it, Mark.
But
like, what if they mess up the flowers? I don't know.
Now, I think, too, that they're probably nervous, too. Because I think it works both ways. They're nervous, too, because they're like, we cannot mess up Melanie's wedding because she's our friend.
Right.
It's our friend, right? But I guess the other side of it is they're like, it's Melanie. We're friends. Like, of course, no matter what we do, it'll all be good.
Oh, my gosh. You are scaring me. I have faith.
I wonder if they're as nervous as you are. Like, that is interesting. Like, I wonder if they're as nervous as you are. Like, would they ever turn down business and say, listen, it's too close to the bubble. Like, we can't do it.
I don't think so, because I think they're excited because they've known me for so long. I think that they are loving the fact that they're a part of my big day.
800-992-1099. Text us. When have you ever mixed business and pleasure and it didn't work out? Like, what would your recommendation be for Melanie? Should she do this? Should she use her friends, lifelong friends, as a vendor for her wedding?
I would feel terrible not using them, though. So I don't know. On the flip side, if I don't use them, I'd feel so bad.
Even if you said it's because if something were to happen, I never want to hold this against you. Even if you said that?
I still would. I mean, I still love their work.
And Kevin, would you ever use a friend as a vendor?
We didn't, and I wouldn't.
Mm.
Really?
Right.
Oh, man. Kevin knows all about weddings, too. He's the one who told me the bachelorettes are supposed to be paying for the bachelorette party.
I didn't know that.
Rewind.
I did not.
Everything.
I was not aware that you knew everything about. I got to tell you, I just learned that.
I swear, you tell me new stuff about wedding planning and...
I'm just telling you what I went through and I think the protocol should be. And I've been
What is this?
Right.
I just saw Kevin writes a wedding blog?
Oh, please.
This is crazy. I didn't know. This is a lot of stuff I didn't know.
This just in. Kevin is now a wedding planner.
Wow. Never talk football with a guy who writes a wedding blog. I just learned that.
Dang it.
We'll get to your text on the way. QIK. Unbelievable. Rascal Flatts. Tomorrow's Flatts Friday. Yep. 99.5 QIK. Big show tomorrow night. We'll be out there, running around tailgate lots. Hopefully, we'll have a cold beer with you. And tomorrow, like I said, if you don't have tickets to the show, you get another shot this afternoon, 4:40 with Travis. Get those Rascal Flatts tickets, 4:40 on 99.5 QIK. All right, real quick. Melanie, breaking a rule. Rule number one in the world of weddings, don't use a friend as a vendor. Melanie said, forget it. I am. And you're sticking to it.
Yeah, my friend Jamie and her mom, they're going to do the flowers. That's the plan anyway. And somebody at the venue that we booked suggested that that is not a good idea to not use a friend. And I am getting mixed reviews via text message right now. People are saying, don't do it in caps with exclamation points. Someone told a story about how they had their friend do the photography and they lost all of the photos by accident. And then the photographer's husband actually texted the bride and said she was, quote, stressing her out.
Ooh.
So don't do it. Then we have another one. Do it. They go out of the norm to make sure it's perfect. I've never been happier than to use friends.
Maureen called, and she had to go real quick, but she said, hey, why not use friends? Because these people know you and they love you. They have a vested interest to make this like one of the best days of your entire life.
And that's how I feel about it.
All right, so you're going with them.
Yeah, and it could be an epic mistake, so we shall see.
No, could be epically awesome, too. Could be the best thing ever.
It's going to be great.
All right, keep your ideas, comments coming in. 800-992-1099.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
Luke Bryan, 99.5 QIK. It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, Mark and Melanie. This is such a mind trip. So I just posted this picture on the Mark and Melanie Facebook page. It's Mark with a C, by the way. A lot of people get comments. I can't find the page. I'm sorry, Mark with a C.
Oh, yeah, that does help.
You have to blame my parents for that. I had nothing to do with that. All right, so here's the thing. This picture, maybe you remember this, but it's nowhere anymore. This is a picture of the older guy. He was praying over, it looks like his dinner. There's like a loaf of bread and soup. And there was a big book next to him. And he's wearing like a flannel shirt. Right? It's like a blue collar guy. And
it looks like an oil painting too.
Yeah.
So it definitely looks like it is not from this era.
This was in like every house I remember growing up. I think I had one in my house. I can't remember for sure. But all my friends, like when I went over there, like you would see this painting, this picture everywhere. And then for some reason, they all just disappear. They're gone. Like you can't find them anymore.
That is so nuts. So I recognize the picture. We did not have it in our home, but I remember it in my humanities class. So this is obviously a famous painting.
Oh, yeah. But they all disappeared. And it's just, it's kind of like, there's a bunch of conspiracy theories about why they're not up and everything. Kevin, do you remember this picture, seeing this picture?
I don't.
You don't?
I don't remember anybody ever having
that. Wow.
When you sent that to me, when I just saw it, I was like, I've never seen this picture.
I have such vivid memories of seeing it in all my friends' homes and my parents' friends and everything. And then they did just disappear. Like, you can't find these anymore. Nobody hangs them up.
But isn't that how trends go? Not that that's the most trendy painting by any means. But I'm saying you remember things from childhood that everyone, or at least their parents, had in their house. And now you don't see them anymore.
You might be right. I don't know. Like I said, there's tons of conspiracy theories. But check out the picture. See if you recognize it. Leave us a comment. Like, where did all these... So the big thing is, like, where did all these pictures go?
Probably
like,
the thrift store. I bet you could go to one today and find one.
I don't know, because I think it's so vintage now. It almost is like if you find one, you'll get...
Oh, it's cool again?
Maybe. Pendulum swings. Check it out on the Mark and Melanie Facebook page. Leave your comments. Leave your thoughts. Feel free to text us, too. What happened to that picture? Why'd they all disappear? Where are they? Do you remember them? Do you see them? I think it brings back memories from you. Chills. Chills.
You are fascinated by this.
Mark and Melanie Facebook page. Check it out right now. Also, on the way, Nutbags, north of Florida. Get ready. We'll do that a few minutes before 9 o'clock.
99.5 QIK. Mark and Melanie's Nutbags, north of Florida. Because there are also crazy people in the 49 other states.
And we'll focus on those people right now. Let's go up to Connecticut, right? So this guy in Connecticut's wanted for failure to appear. He's got a warrant.
Oh, that's not good.
So he made a deal through Facebook with the police.
What?
He posted on their page. He said, hey, If my wanted poster gets 15,000 likes on Facebook, I'll turn myself in.
Only in 2019.
Okay, the police said deal. So Jose Sims made a deal with the police. They offered that. They said, yes, we'll totally do this. The cops take the deal. They promoted it hard. It gets 15,000 likes in less than one day.
Of course it did.
Although currently no word on whether Jose will turn himself in for sure. He said he would, but he has now since left Facebook since the picture got 15,000 likes.
Yeah. Well, word on the street, he's over on Twitter, and he's trying to get 25,000 hearts.
He's pulling the same crap over there on Twitter. Also in Oregon, this is just unbelievable. So a dad stole his daughter's Girl Scout cookie money and spent it on what police are calling an erotic massage. 40-year-old.
What police are calling it, or is it just called that?
I'm pretty sure
that's just what it's called.
Right, so I think police are calling it what it is, I guess is what it should say.
It's inappropriate massage.
This is a 40-year-old dad, and he came up with a story that an intruder came in, and he fought the man off, but not before the man stole his daughter's $700 in cookie sales.
Dang, she sold a lot of boxes.
But the police thought it was a little strange that he said that he was out getting a massage, and the story didn't add up. They figured out he, in fact, took the money, paid for it. They went to the erotic massage place and got the money. It was the same money. He'll be on probation for 18 months, and he's got probation to deal with.
Yeah.
His wife also left him.
Ooh.
Well, as I was reading the police report, I'm like, please don't tell me this guy's wife stuck with him. Like, that's crazy. You stole your daughter's cookie money and went to a place where Robert Kraft went and did those things.
But it makes sense now. I feel like the troop leader is like, this makes so much sense. That dad was so involved with selling cookies this year.
Yeah, but now
it's also to get an erotic massage.
The dad was our number one seller. It's like outperforming his daughter.
Yes.
But that's terrible. Now you kids have to hide their money from their parents and call the erotic massage place to find their dads. It's just terrible.
Yeah, why'd you guys get a divorce? Well,
long story.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie. Hey, good cry of the day. This is really cool. This family, they went through some hard times. This young boy, 17 years old, his dad passes away. Aww. His mom and some siblings become homeless. And he's trying to keep up with school. Doesn't think he's going to be able to get into college. He just kept his nose down, kept working, even through being homeless, winds up getting $3 million in scholarships,
what?
In college scholarships. This is him talking about it.
After my father passed, we fell behind on bills, and we ended up getting evicted from our home February 21st of this year. So we went to a different home so far. Never let your current situation, whatever circumstances you're going through, be a mountain that you can't climb.
That's such great advice. So turns out from being homeless, getting evicted, couldn't pay their bills, lost his father to $3 million in college scholarships.
Way to go, man. No mountain you can't climb. I love that.
All the feels, right?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.